Audio Gravity, 31st of October 2009, the final day of October. We're on to November and then December, and then before you know it, it'll be January. Just stacks and stacks of catching up to do. First link today, RT2 by. So that's RT number 2 and then by, BUY.com. Retweet to buy, ready to make money on Twitter. TwitPay's Retweet Commerce Suite is the way to go. The feed is the future, and TwitPay pays you there. It's simply the fastest and easiest way to get you started with Twitter commerce. I really like what they're up to over on TwitPay. They've got a whole bunch of stuff in this Retweet Commerce Suite. So you've got RT to buy, RT to get, RT to give. So you can sell digital content, do brand promotion using RT to get, and then RT to give is for raising money through retweets, which is quite nice. It's all part of this Retweet Commerce Suite. Go and check it out. If you have a Twitter account, which most people do, and also a PayPal account, then you can get started pretty quickly on this and run very powerful social campaigns. Next link today is over on fiberstream.co.uk, the real next generation. Really, really simplistic, nice blog. I've been keeping an eye on this for probably a month and a half now. There's a project going on in Great Thornton Street Estate in Hull, where they're getting loads of emails, you know, asking to do this across the country. I think we're going to start to see a real explosion of fibre installations in the next in this next year, and I'm pretty excited about that. I'm pretty excited about the fact that Conquer 2 project that we launched is looking at getting some funding from E.ON or somebody similar who is a sponsor already at Conquers to maybe put fibre in the heart, the geographical heart of the UK. That would just be, you know, just the ultimate project. Next link today is over on madmixmustang.nl. What a great URL, madmixmustang.nl. Now, by the time I tell you this, or by the time you go and look at it, maybe it'll be down, maybe it'll fall over, maybe it'll still be up, maybe it'll crash, I don't know. But if you've got something like speed download version 5, what you can do is you can pass it the URL madmixmustang.nl/mashups.html, and it will download all the MP3s that are on this page. Now, that's what I did, and I think I ended up with like 150 different mixes. Some of the mixes are cheesy, some of them are terrible, some of the mixing's weird, some of them are just so abstract and weird. You've got like a beat to one song that you know, and then overlaid over the top of it is an instrumental version. Some of them are brilliant, some of them are just really, really clever. Like I say, some of them are pretty chaff, but if you're looking for something weird at your party or to put on your MP3 player, go and check it out. And you know, hopefully you won't crash it so it goes down by the time you listen to this. Next link is over on sites.google.com/a/snaplog. I'm going to put the URL in the show notes. It just goes on forever. Short URL auto discovery. Now, this is interesting. It's a little bit of a discussion about the best way to do short URL auto discovery, and I really like the suggestions that have come from the community and how they've actually gone through and broken down which one was good and which one was bad. We have this massive big problem over the last few years regarding SEO, in terms of we've reduced the size of the URL to a tiny URL for things like Twitter and various other short character services or SMS. And so you lose a lot of the information until you've clicked through to it. And they've got a really good idea of how to maintain that SEO by putting this in the actual page to give it the full the short URL auto discovery within the page, but maintain the original size, which is quite nice. Go and give it a read. If you're a developer, then you could probably build something into your applications to support this. Next link is over on milk.dk. This incredibly overexpensive desk, but I had to mention it because it's got really, really sweet flash 3D animations. It's this this desk which also has, you know, various components bolted into it. It's got like a little fish tank thing. It's got like a pen holder, a bin, a box, you know, just to put all your stuff in it for your iPhone or whatever. Over the top price desk, but beautiful, beautiful symmetry on it, and the site is just fantastic. Finally, last link today, over on patrickmoberg.com/internetvices. You might have seen this already. It's been twittered everywhere. It's been on Tumblr, and I think he's been on 9gag as well. Internet Vices gives you a description from Tumblr, Twitter, YouTube, Vimeo, Facebook, MySpace, Dig and Gmail, what each one is as a vice. I'll give you the first one for Tumblr. Tumblr is a bottle of wine, a quiet night in with a couple of friends and a couple of their friends, spilling nostalgic stories, flipping through photo albums, singing favourite songs, aiming for poignancy and occasionally stumbling onto it. Emotions flow freely and without thought. And there's a whole bunch of them. Twitter is cocaine. Fucking anybody is your friend. Yuppies do it on their iPhone. Cheap, short, fruitless. Just brilliantly designed, and love Patrick Moberg's stuff. That's it today, and that's it for the end of October. I'll see you tomorrow in November.